Debate War fans, great news. Now you can take us everywhere you go. All you have to do is search Debate War Podcast in all of your favorite podcast listening platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, and all the other platforms you love. And just tell anybody that got ears to go download Debate War Podcast and enjoy.
Debate Wars.
Yo, this your boy Chris Cash, a.k.a. I'm Elgin, a.k.a. Man of Many Talents, damn it. A.k.a. Yeah, Team Cash, what's good?
And this is Madi, a.k.a. Madi Tahati. Team Madi, where you at today?
And you're listening to the world's most exciting debate podcast on the planet. You're listening to
Debate Wars.
What's going on, Mighty Too Hotty? How are you feeling today, Demi?
I'm good. I'm perfect. How about you?
Well, I'm ready to win, man. I'm feeling good. Team Cash is in the building. And we ready to get another W.
Okay, let's see. Let's roll and let's see who actually wins.
What are we discussing or debating, however you want to call it today, Demi?
Today we're discussing whether or not you're entitled to air somebody's dirty secrets to the world.
Oh, yeah. Today's topic came about, you guys have heard by now, of the lady who got killed. She exposed a secret and was actually murdered, shot down just hours after that.
And tonight, police are trying to figure out the circumstances behind a shooting and multiple vehicle crash on Indianapolis's west side that left a woman dead and a man seriously hurt today. This happened in the area of Lafayette Road and 30th Street. That's where RTV6's Cameron Riddle is live tonight. He's been looking into this story. Cameron, what are you learning?
Well, good evening. We've learned that IMPD officers were actually already here in the area and heard multiple gunshots and that crash themselves. Now tonight, they are trying to figure out how that crash that ended right here at 30th and Lafayette may have started as a shooting. Police tell us four cars in total were involved and two people were injured and were both taken to the hospital. IMPD says that unidentified male was taken to the hospital in serious condition. The woman was also transported to the hospital with a gunshot wound, but then later died at the hospital. Police have not identified the woman or said how she died, but they did say she was both shot and involved in this four-car crash. We talked to a school bus driver who says she was in the area in her bus when police heard the shots and that crash.
Somebody got on the radio to tell people to basically avoid the area because they believe people were dead in the cars, and they said, you know, there was an accident and police was coming. And actually, when I was going down 38th and getting off the highway at 38th and Lafayette, I seen police coming past, you know, trying to get around me as I was coming on my bus.
Tonight, police have not released any details on who a suspect may be. So far, they have only said that this case is, quote, isolated and directed. Exactly what that means, we do not know, but we are still trying to figure that out tonight. In the meantime, IMPD is asking for the public's help with getting any tips and information on who may have been behind this morning's shooting.
We got to talking, you know, whether or not her actions were right. And not only her actions, but we see this a lot, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And we just wanted to discuss that and see what y'all think.
You know, this video shocked a lot of people. So you had a lot of people in the comments saying they support her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God bless her for warning people. And then a lot of people was upset saying she got what she deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Make a long story short, the video was about a lady walked in on her, I believe, her ex-boyfriend or somebody she used to mess around with, messing around with another guy.
Mm-hmm.
To make a long story short.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to Facebook Live to expose what she saw.
Mm-hmm.
She claimed that they tried to kill her and hurt her. And she was running out the apartment, and this is why she was telling everybody. Also, she asked for $5,000 from both of them, and you know what I'm saying? And said, I won't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But when the time limit passed, the time limit she gave, you know, she gave true to her promise that she would air them out, air their name, and she put the photo up and then went even farther and went live. So everybody's saying she got what she deserved, and some people saying thank God you save a lot of people because right. of a lot of diseases, AIDS, and
right.
everything.
Yeah.
So we are here on Debate Wars, and we try to get it on damn it, okay? So is it ever appropriate time to expose a secret? Team Mighty, what's good?
All right. Well, to me, and there's never a right time to expose somebody's secret because it's none of your business. No, to me, it's never the right time. Now, if I was on the other side, I would want somebody to expose the secret to me, you know?
Right, right. So,
but,
right.
But, like, I don't feel like it's anybody's, like, you're not entitled to that, to invade their privacy. You know, like, I don't know. It's a touchy subject because it all depends on the secret, I guess. If it's doing some harm to people, then I could see. But to me, no. I feel like you're not entitled to it.
To me, not entitled.
It's not your place to tell somebody's secret to other people. It's not your place. You get it?
Yeah, no, I get it. You saying basically, you know, saying it's for if someone trusts you with a secret or whatever, or mm-hmm. if you know a secret or mm-hmm. something like that, you know, it's between them and God, and for God to decide when
yeah.
the secret should come to light.
Yes.
It's not for you to play God and or break someone's trust.
Yeah, or expose somebody, you know.
Okay, so but you did say, I don't know if you said this or not. Forgive me, but do it matter how? Yeah, you did say do matter on what type of the secret is, but
right.
you know, why do that matter? Why do that matter if you believe in, if you either believe in the moral of, I'm not going to tell the secret, I'm not going to expose, this is not my place, mm-hmm. or you don't, Mighty Too Hottie.
True.
Yeah, true. I know true, damn it. Okay.
But like, right. you know, you it's not a black and white thing, but since you want it to be a black and white thing, I would say, no, it's not your right to expose anybody's secret.
Okay.
You want me exposing your dirty little secrets?
What secret? I don't have no secret. But go ahead, damn it. What? Go tell the world. What's my secret, Marty? Go ahead. Feel free. Yeah. And after you get done, my turn.
Yeah, okay. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not our right to expose anybody's secret because we wouldn't want that done to us. And we have to think about that. When you're about to tell somebody, you know, you have to think about whether you would want that to be done to you.
Yeah, that's true. And just like the, well, what up, Teen Cash? What's going on? I like to say, you know, I hear what you're saying. And that is, you know, I do believe in if someone trusts you with a secret or trusts you with something, you should honor that. I do believe in, you know, if you come across something secretive or something that maybe the world will know, you know, I do believe in loyalty, staying quiet. But I do believe there's times where maybe something it can be like beneficial to society and to mankind and to help save lives and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when, to me, it comes down when you start battling with yourself, you know, well, what do I do here? And I feel like maybe there are times when, yeah, it is when you have to, hey, man, I have to take this, I have to take the cold or silent, mm-hmm. and I have to break it here. Mm-hmm. But it depends. And, like, this video,
mm-hmm.
right, this, mm-hmm. this lady was, she walked in on her ex boo thing, damn it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, playing Nick Nate Petty back with another man, all right, damn it. So, you know what I mean? In this case, there's a lot of diseases going on. I agree with people that's commenting on this video. A lot of people, diseases going on,
I mean,
HIV
true.
Going on, AIDS coming true. On. People, ching, got wives. And,
yeah.
and you got this man, two men messing around. I mean, come on, Marty. Like, you telling me, so according to what you stand for, damn it, you would say you would hope that she wouldn't came on and did the video to warn people. Now,
no,
I
not,
get,
okay.
I get, now I'm not... I'm saying, what, she should have supposed to kept quiet when she walked in on her ex having a relationship with another man? And, like, she did kept on saying in this video,
uh-huh.
Not to just keep focused on the video only, uh-huh. that you actually touched me. I actually had uh-huh. some type of relationship with you, and I can't believe this is where you're going. And she did mention a number of times, you know how much of diseases and people getting mm-hmm. sick out here, and this, so people need to know.
Yeah, in this scenario, I do agree with her telling the people.
All right, then.
You know, because yeah, there's a lot of diseases and stuff. if that was me, I would want somebody to tell me that my spouse is going the other way or whatever, you know?
The hell you looking at me like that? See, that's why I hate when the stories come out like this shit, man. You women be acting all nuts, looking all, reading the story and looking out the side of your eye, your boob. Listen, you either feel one way from the beginning or not, but don't sit here and just let these stories start playing with your mind. That man like playing knick-knack, petty back with another man, damn it. I like playing knick-knack, petty back with you, boob thing. No, that's not. Come on now.
Just saying, if that was my spouse or my boyfriend, I would want somebody to tell me, right? Mm-hmm. Because man, that's dirty and that's nasty. Like, you know, like, you shouldn't be doing that. First of all, be proud of who you want to be.
That's not nice.
That's not nice at all. Like, you know. But at the same time, like, if I see something, if I walk in on somebody, I know nothing about nothing. I didn't see anything. I don't nothing. You know, I was blind for that 1 second.
I could hear them cheering, like, yeah, I want her. I want her as a boo thing, cause she won't say nothing.
Right. But the see with this scenario though, it's different because
she won't say nothing, and I gotta affect the world with AIDS.
Right.
Good job, Marty Too Hotty. What a way to think.
No,
and anybody
that's
think like Marty Too Hotty, King Marty, shame on you.
No, that's why I said in the beginning. It depends on the secret. That's why I said it. But you said no, it has to be black and white. It has to be either or.
No, that's a lie. You just playing safe ball here.
No.
That's why you keep saying it depends on the secret. That's safe ball.
You said
and
the same thing, though.
You said between black and white. You said it.
I was listening to you
when you said it. I'm like, wait, who said that? When you were saying that, damn it. Okay. All right.
Debate wars.
Listen, this is Chris Cash, a.k.a. I'm Elton, a.k.a. Man of Many Talents, a.k.a. Man, a.k.a. Damn it, okay? You listen to me, damn it. Everybody listen to me, okay? If people listen to me, the world will be in a better condition.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you should keep a secret.
Mm-hmm.
If someone trusts you or with a secret or whatever, and if you fall out with that person, it should still be a secret.
Right.
You know, because a secret is a secret.
Yeah.
I do believe in that. Like I say, remember we talked the other day about therapists?
Yeah.
And they have a, don't they have a clause when if a patient
uh-huh.
comes to them and talks to them about, confesses some things, and it has to do with what, legal, being mm-hmm. illegal,
Activities
going on, mm-hmm. maybe they have to report it to authority.
Yeah.
And man, you was like, we were talking about this the other day. I'm like, baby, you go and you trust these people.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. do you agree with that law when it comes to therapists or shrinks?
Because you're trusting that person, you know? It's like people that go to the priest, you know? And they can't say nothing, you know, about you're confessing. Man, you know they be having some good stories up in there.
Dinner table.
But the thing is, they can't discuss it with
sister,
nobody.
So Sister Almighty came. And I guess her husband Chris Cash cheated for the seventh time. I wanted to tell her, just leave the bastard, but I told her.
Christ and me won't let me. No, but see, it depends because it depends on the secret. Like I said, if it's like, man, I'm gonna tell you a secret. I'm gonna go on a shooting spree next week. You damn right, I'm telling. You know, I'm telling. I'm running and I'm telling. I'm becoming 6'9" at that second. And I'm telling. You know, it all depends on on the secret.
See, so why are people mad at 6'9"? Because I think everybody have a little 6'9" in them.
Everybody has a little.
I really believe
that. Everybody.
I really believe everybody got a little 6'9" in them. And I don't give a.
I don't care how you want to sugarcoat it. Everybody had a little 6'9" in them.
Especially when you hear people go, when people say, I know one thing. I do anything for my family.
For
or
my family,
kids,
yeah. That involves snitching, yeah. When they say anything. But you know, there's a lot of people too that will expose your secret because you fell out with them. Now that's a dirty, you know, you don't do that. Like you said, if it's a secret then, it should still be a secret now, even if you fell out with that person.
Yeah.
Right? Do you agree with that?
I agree with that.
All right.
Now what if the agreement was, the secret is safe for me, don't be on good terms.
Well, then.
And if he's gonna be on bad terms, shit.
You telling?
Yeah.
That's messed up too. I mean, but if you already know you had a heads up, then you know you know what you're getting yourself into before you tell somebody your secret.
Yeah.
But me, how I am, I wouldn't expose anything, even if we fell out.
Mm.
You know.
You a good one.
First of all, because. I'm not the one to be telling somebody about anything. You know, like, I don't want to talk about you. I don't care about you. If we fell off, we fell off. Like, you're out of my mind. You're out of my sight. You're out of my everything.
So if somebody come to you and say, such and such said this about you, and said this and said that, and said this, and some of them points was really hitting you hard. Because it's like, baby, come on now. You telling me you something might not slip out? Well, this mother, no. she had boo-boo in her pantyhose.
Mine, yes.
She peed on something at work, you know?
Like. Yeah, in my mind, oh, yeah.
So you're telling me it won't slip out to the other person?
No, it won't.
Okay, no matter who it is, no your sister, your no family member, you are, no. Oh, okay. Wow, you like I said, you getting back into your Virgin Mary-ness.
Okay, kid. People don't want to believe that there's good people like me out there. That's sad. Like, I'm literally telling you the truth. Yeah, okay. No, I want to
expose
you. I
live with you. You forgot that, right?
Exactly. You should know. My name is Mary, you know?
Smiley. It's Smiley. Calm
yeah,
down.
But in English, it will equal to Mary, you know?
Can I see some proof on that? Can you show us some proof? I think you have told us this lie before. Who we have with us right now?
We have Malaya Savannah as a guest again.
For a second time. She is really making a mark. What up?
Hey, mama.
Say what's up to the people.
She wants her bottle. That's all she wants. But, no, like, in this scenario, I totally agree with the lady. Now, I do believe that she put her life at risk, but at the same time, I believe that her life was at risk even if she wouldn't have said anything. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like a tricky situation because I believe it would have happened to her regardless.
I believe that she wouldn't have made it out there because he said they tried to get her.
Yeah.
I mean, she busted in the room to get because she went back to get her phone.
Her phone.
I mean, she went. That's how it all started. She left the phone. Her uncle Al.
Dang.
Supposedly. To get her phone, nobody, she knocking. She said the door was open, supposedly kind of open. So she looked in to get it, and it was right there on the table, right by that door. And there's something about, I don't know if she went in or they knocked or something. And she was still knocking, like, I'm getting my phone. Nobody else in the opening. Her asked her, well, this dude was trying to make that payday right. Give a dog a bow. Damn it, okay. That dog, it's me, she opened the door and saw that. A sound came out that she, you know, like she couldn't believe what she saw.
Oh,
and said, she said no, nothing could come out her. She had no words. She said nothing could come out.
Goodness.
And then they was like, they did instantly start chasing her. Like, and said their pants was hanging out their ankles trying to get her. And then she was like running. And then said they was like, wherever town they from, Hellwood, Hollywood, wherever they from. She was like, I don't care. And she ran out the house. So she said the only reason why they didn't run after her outside the house, kids was getting out of school, apartment building where they live, so they couldn't come out.
With their clothes on.
So she
like
said she
that?
Was there trying to kill her. That's what she said in the video. She was trying to kill her then.
Yeah.
And then I would have believed she, now, of course, really, if she wouldn't have made it out there, we wouldn't even try to lie.
Yeah, we wouldn't have,
Because they killed the secret out and you still killed her?
Yeah. But did they know the secret was out? You get what I'm saying?
Wow, nice one.
Did they know that she had gone live?
Well, good question, because I didn't, because when you go to her page, I know last time I ran, it was like the 17th, this happened on the 18th, I believe. So nothing there. So I don't know how long this lasted, how many hours did this last, cause I know she told everybody she was going to expose.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gave him time to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he didn't pay, I guess he put the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then like two pictures, or three pictures, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then went live with that live.
So you think her asking for money made it worse? Put her life at risk?
No, I think she's just getting caught.
Yeah.
And then you gotta, I think it all depends on that type of person. And I don't know what type of person she was, but just kind of seeing her on the video, she didn't have no job problem, kind of running her mouth a little bit, you know. So it's just like one of the people that kind of told, and like she said, you know, I'm finna put it out there.
Yeah.
And so I think they just knew what was at stake. They knew what type of person they were dealing with.
Yeah.
And they secret was out there.
Yeah.
Now, I do feel, like I said, it wasn't her place to expose it. But I do say, if she feared for her life.
Yes, definitely.
Which I do. Yeah. I'm going to be real right here. I don't know if you guys listening to the Bay Wars, which team Cass, team I.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I feel that it was some fear. Because even looking at the video, you can't even see. Yeah, how she came across probably rubbed a lot of people off.
Yeah.
You know, because she exposes somebody, then it's like her language and stuff like that. But I think she was just caught up into... Then if somebody tried to kill you...
Her adrenaline was running.
Yeah, because she was shocked.
Man, because imagine, like, you know, wrong place, wrong time. That
you
was
just left them. You just was cool. And it was more, but you come by and you see, then this dude that he was with would be his cousin. And she said, for the longest, always passing off. And she was like, I was wondering why he always on live, like, going live with the guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Then on top of that, she said that, then a lot of the clues start coming, because she said now she was noticing how his toe... He'll get his toes done at the nail salon, and then you know how you put on Snapchat. I guess you could pay with the filters on your toenails or something. And I guess he'll make them guys instead of girls on his toenails. And she said, I always wondered that. She's like, I used to ask like couple girlfriends of mine, like, isn't that weird? So I mean, now I guess the clues
came out,
covered out, but wow, but still. One thing we big on, we ain't in the business of down on anybody for your sexuality, whether you gay, straight or not. That ain't what we about. That ain't what God called.
Right.
We treat any and everybody right.
Yeah.
But my whole thing, if you are somebody, I just pray that God or whatever give you the strength to come out and let people know. Because there's a lot of diseases, a lot of things that can transpire from keeping it in the closet. Yeah.
That's the thing. If you are like that, come out, because, like you said, diseases, you know, and like you, most people will be in a relationship to cover that fact.
Yeah, they do.
You know, and even have kids just to cover that up. But in reality, all they want is, you know, the other, the cousin.
Yeah, they want that. They want Jimbo. Kind of stuck.
They don't want Jenny. They want Jimmy.
Butler.
Do you agree with blackmailing somebody?
Asking for money for a no, secret. Because no, you shouldn't blackmail to keep cracking.
Really?
Like, no,
because I could have swore the other day you said if you don't cook for me, I'm a expose you or something. I could have sworn I heard that coming out of your mouth.
Okay, won't you go, guys? She does this, and she really wanna come back here. Won't you tell everybody listening to right out there? Go ahead, you got the floor. What did I do the other day?
I could have sworn you said, like, if you don't cook for me, I swear I'm gonna expose you.
Oh, you don't do that to me. Like that. You don't do that to me. You don't be going around every day, every chance you get. I do that. I've been doing that for 14 years. I've been doing that for 14 years. You can't do that for me. You don't do that. Man, come on. If y'all can't understand the words that coming out of my mouth, hey, me either. That's how that I can't understand when it coming out of hers.
Man, that's sad.
Yeah. Debate wars.
Now, I don't agree with that. With her asking for money.
$5,000,
because like she said, oh, they got those expensive trucks. That don't mean they have the money.
Yeah, she said that the truck cost $50,000, so she know they got to have
That don't mean they actually have the money. You know what I'm saying? No, they could just have good credit and got the
car. Or somebody could have died in their family and they left it
and
to
them. Yeah, or they got
for cheap from a friend. They got a new one. Come on. Yeah. But that's form of society.
That's what's wrong with society.
We live in a society where they look at, they just glance off things and they put in their mind that you got this. And a lot of people now got killed over a dollar in their pocket because they got a nice, they got Jordans on, but got it for their birthday.
Exactly.
People think they meant and brought it, you know? Yeah.
Now that I don't agree when people blackmail, and that is a lot of people doing that, man. Like,
blackmailing is really, really, really in top business.
And think about it, because, okay, let's say they would have paid her once. You know,
she wanna stay quiet.
Yeah, you know she's gonna, not her specifically. Let me not talk about her, but anybody would have came back and said, hey, I need more money, you know?
Yeah, man, nobody wants to stay quiet.
Nobody. Not,
especially in this day and time.
No.
We living in an era where it's to talk. It's set to talk, not to stay quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything is to urge you to what they call it, your peace. You know, say your peace, you know? So, no, I don't think that works.
No.
And if you are in a situation where someone is blackmailing you, ladies and gentlemen, it is true.
Yeah.
You take back charge, but don't accept the blackmail. And a lot of times, just go through with it. And you might not want to.
Yeah.
But I'd rather amend something.
Yeah.
than let somebody blackmail you.
Yeah, because, well, that's what happened with that YouTuber. Remember I was telling you about?
Oh, yeah.
It's Nikki Tutorials. I guess somebody was blackmailing her or him. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to call it anymore because it's a lady, right? It's a girl doing makeup, and I would have never guessed. Somebody was blackmailing her that to come clean, or they will expose her, blah blah blah.
Come so clean she about what?
So she made a video coming out saying she was born a he.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't she like real, real popular?
She's real, you real popular.
About the makeup one?
Yeah, Nikki Tutorials. Yeah. So and nobody, like, if you read the comments, nobody like would have expected that.
She didn't
because
look like you.
No. I mean, she is very, very tall. But but I mean, there are tall women out there. Rarely very tall, but yeah, they are.
Yeah, but how are shoulders? Are they broad?
They are.
See, man.
But I've seen ladies who have broad shoulders.
Yeah, but is they ladies?
That I know of, yeah.
Oh, but I'm not saying tall woman is not ladies.
Yeah, they, what are you saying?
What I'm saying is a lot of, you know, I believe in clones and stuff like that and cross-dressing. You know, that's popular now. I don't know if you heard of the LGBTQ ABCD community now. It's kind of popular now. You got to make sure. Like
you have to make sure. That's why I
I've been seeing came with tag, so you can check the tag. Let me see, make sure.
Because even if you check down there, that ain't legit no more.
Dude, you heard our interview with Dr. Miami.
Yeah.
Maybe David, yeah. Dr. Miami. And you guys need to check it out, right? Go to Cash Cam Podcast on all major platforms, right?
Yes.
And he was telling us about how they can
surgically, like, do that, no?
Yeah. make a vagina into a penis and make a penis
into a vagina. What I'm saying, even if you check down there and you see what you want to see, that don't mean it was there from the beginning.
You can literally put your stuff in nowadays and don't know.
Damn. So how are you supposed to know what you're getting into nowadays? Cause they could give you a fake birth certificate too.
Everything is an illusion.
So
everything,
how are you supposed to know?
It's no. That's what they're trying to do. That's why they blowing the lines. That's why they taking male and female at birth. Now you don't have to. You know, the kid at five can dictate whether they're a male or want to be a male. Mm-hmm. They're taking all that away, man.
Yeah, that's why you better be careful when you're hitting all those like buttons on Facebook. When you see all these ladies showing their bikini lines, you may be looking at a man.
But you know what I've been saying for the longest, Marty Tahade? I've been saying this for the longest. I've been telling you, even when you get to the man, I mean, the muscles and all that stuff. Like you might just be looking at a lady, you know what I mean? Like I've been telling you.
Actually, I did see a lady turn into a man, but I saw the man version first, right? And not that it was a man, but then when you look through the Instagram at the bottom, I realized it wasn't a man. It was a lady turning into a man.
Right.
And it was like, it was an overwhelming experience because, like, you know, like your mind just like, whoa, you know, like. I'm safe in a marriage. Hopefully my husband's not doing dirty things out there. Because nowadays, if you're single, like, man, like, how do you know what you're getting into?
You don't know what you're into. Then if you chain on your boot thing, golly, who and what are you chain with? Okay. All right. Is it a time when you say, no, I got to tell this secret. I got to tell her. She got to take it. And this is to help save the world or help save somebody.
Yeah.
And in this case,
yeah,
I think she saved a lot of people because how long this dude been sleeping around?
Man.
How long they been messing around with guys and then sleeping with people like her and the other people and affecting them? And
that's why protection, protection.
At least
but the thing is, even if you're married and then your husband or your spouse or your wife goes out there and does things,
that's worse because you're trusting
the person.
You tend to do more unprotected sex with your spouse.
Yeah,
because
you trust them.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. They doing that with a guy know who, Tommy and Tank, and come home to Maria.
And Tanya,
you know what I mean? It's like, man, it's just all screwed up. So, bless her soul.
Yeah,
bless,
and condolences.
I don't know if they charged him yet. But
yeah, I don't know.
It's looking, but it's all pointing to
them,
but
right?
But who knows? I don't want
to. I tell you one thing, they're going to the right place to get what they like.
Oh, you the prison, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have plenty of what they like, you know?
They're going to have a lot of Ray Rays in that motherfucker. A lot of Ray Ray and Tyrone's, damn it. And Bobo's. You got to have Bobo.
You got to have a Bobo.
Greasy Bobo.
No, but in this scenario, totally agree that she should have said something. Because, come on, you're saving lives. Like, that's just... It's nasty, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not right. You should just be proud of who you are and just, you know, don't mess somebody else's life because you scared. You know?
You can't sit here and go, because nobody going to react like you think they're going to react off some shit you did.
Right.
So, you can't go and try to kill her because she walked in on your dirty secret.
Mm-hmm. You know, and now the whole world.
Yeah.
Not just your known people.
It's everybody.
Now your whole world knows your secret.
And then this could have been just among your city, but by you killing her,
exactly.
You now put... like us, we out here in Elgin, Illinois.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now everybody knows your secret.
In China, everywhere now. You know, now, look, and you're going to jail if you had something to do with it, knowing your secret.
Yeah.
So, now, what if this guy didn't have nothing to do with it, you know?
Man. I know.
Because I guess he did a video.
But we're speaking on scenarios, right?
Right. Yeah, using this as, and that really talking about. But I just want to talk about the video. The guy did put a video rebuttaling. Saying that it wasn't him. He don't know. He never met her. He never saw her.
Okay.
And then he had nothing to do with it. And then right after that, he deleted his page. But then somebody,
I mean, that says a lot.
But you know, and then investigators, and you know, you got FBI investigators, aka just regular people on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So they like, hey, he deleted his page, but not his other one. His other one's still up. And I read there in the hills, it's still up.
Dang.
So people be finding everything.
Oh, people find everything.
Investigators.
Yeah. Look, everybody's FBI an agent. FBI agent.
Man, good Lord. Everybody. But nobody, but they don't want to investigate when.
When it's you?
Yeah, somebody put you up. But yeah, man, but...
So you will expose people's secrets then? This is what you're telling me? Like,
that's
overall?
All you've been thinking this whole debate, this whole talk.
No, I just want to wrap it up and like...
Yeah, I want to wrap it up too. You said at the beginning you ain't for it. Now you're saying you
agree. No, in this scenario,
yeah,
I am
that's
for
called,
it.
That sounds like a switch in the Team Cash.
Kitchen. Cash.
Team Cash. What's good? Let me know. What would you do?
Yeah.
Is it a time and it's okay to tell somebody's secret? Team Cash, say yes.
Or Team Cash, just type 6ix9ine. Then we'll know what you're talking about, you know? You're a snitch. Team Maddie, if you're loyal to yourself, you know, because... You putting yourself out there, your personality, you know what I'm saying? Like, my personality is to stay quiet and listen. I didn't see nothing. I don't know nothing. But if it's putting somebody in danger or something like that, then I'm sorry. I'm becoming 6ix9ine, too.
Do it matter who it is?
Who it is?
Do you got somebody out here that you would just keep a secret for no matter what? Mighty Too Hot?
Probably you.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately.
What is that supposed to mean?
Like, unfortunately, my love for you is so strong that I'd probably just stay quiet and wouldn't share your secrets. No, it don't matter who.
I love you, boo.
It don't
just
matter.
Just show the love that you have for me, baby. Hey, I'll do the same for you too, damn man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could have sworn I heard you the other day screaming my secret out loud.
Everybody know that's a woman trait, and that's what you guys do when y'all get mad.
Yeah.
The neighbors hear a talk. They just say a talk. How about that?
To wrap it up, I would say I'm keeping your secret unless it's doing damage to somebody else. You know?
But is the most secret doing damage to somebody else? What do you mean?
True, but I'm saying like...
Is most secrets uplifting... Well, I mean, what a secret is, but most secrets...
No, most secrets are, hey, he's cheating on you, or she's cheating on you, or...
That's screwed up.
They're being on the download, whatever.
Hey, keep this quiet, but such and such is blessed. You know, you got a lot of those secrets, too.
True. I don't know, man, but it's not my place.
Yeah,
it's not your place to be telling.
Yeah.
Unless, like in this scenario, if you're saving lives or, you know, then...
Do you think she was saving lives? Do you think she had a chance to save lives?
That's the thing, too.
You think she came in and said, when she did that live video, like, I got to go live because I got to save lives?
No, honestly...
I'm going to tell. And then you better get my $5,000 or I'm going to tell it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are saying that's what she was looking for.
Yeah. Honestly.
But.
I don't know, right?
But,
I don't know the person.
If you fear for your life.
Yeah. I think it was a mixture of.
I do.
Where's my $5,000 at? And I fear for my life. I think it was a mixture of that. I don't think her first thought was, let me go save lives. You know, but it could have been. I don't know the person. It could have been. But I'm stating my thoughts, right? And don't kill me for this, but that's what I feel.
You don't think she said, ooh, let me go save the world. Let me go.
I think eventually it crossed her mind, yeah. But at first, no. What do you think?
Since
you're laughing over there.
I'm not laughing.
What do you think?
I'm not laughing. Why don't you correct that? Because people listening to this thing, I'm laughing at a heartless body.
That juice is good, huh?
The natural fruit juice that I made, pineapple with grapes and apples and, lemon. Touching my soul. I think it was a little bit of both. I think she came with a little clout chasing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was shock and disgust.
Mm-hmm.
I messed around with you. I'm. You was touching me and kissing me and doing this before.
Dang.
And now you know, I think it was betrayal. I think what we saw in that video was just a lot of shock.
Yeah.
And she was in shock.
Confused and shock.
And then how can you do this?
Yeah. How long have you been doing this?
That's the thing. Pay me $5,000 now because you fucked me up. That's what she kept on saying. I'm screwed up from this. And then that's when she was like, guys, go be honest with your ladies. Mm-hmm. Be honest because you traumatizing women out there.
Well,
and I don't think she said that as a joke.
No,
I know some people, they looking at it how she came across. Mm-hmm. But I think it was, she was calling it emotion.
Yeah, and that's just her personality. Some people's personality is like that. It don't mean they're doing it out of, you know. Being bad or anything.
And you make a great point. Everybody don't deliver every message in the righteous way. But you got to kind of look at things, like I always say, from bird's eye view. Totally, did she say lies or what?
Yes,
she did.
Totally,
did she need to put something out that needed to be?
Yes.
But when they go to morally, ultimately, I say she shouldn't have did it.
Right.
See, that's how it goes. Ultimately, it wasn't her place.
Ultimately, but.
But
she did save a lot of lives. Because it makes me wonder, was the other dude on the download too? Supposed to be cousin?
He was the one getting knick-knack petty rat played on his behind.
Yeah, the one she messed with, right?
No, he was the one doing the knick-knack petty rat.
Okay, what about the other one? But it makes me wonder, is he on the download too?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
But he's definitely on the download.
But why was he
both running, trying to catch her to get her keep her quiet? I think he on the download too.
Man, that's messed up.
I think they both on the download because they come on saying, she said they come on saying, Heatherville, wherever they from, like screaming where they forgot rank or something.
Mm.
And she goes, say, I don't care a damn what that means. Mm. That don't mean none of me. And I guess they put her rank and power, you know.
Dang. That's messed up. That's messed up.
So they had a lot, it seemed like they had a lot to lose.
Oh, yeah. They lost it all now.
Yeah.
They lost it all.
Yeah, they lost it.
Over something.
And it's a good thing for people listening in, man. It ain't worth throwing your life away.
No.
Getting back at people. I know it sounds so stupid and so weak to say and stuff, but you let God handle it. You just let things play out because, trust me, karma is real.
Yeah.
And karma will get those people and whatever. But don't take, as soon as you take it in your own hand, you curse yourself.
Oh, yeah, you curse yourself. And you know, we live in a world that everything will be exposed.
Oh, my God.
Everything that's done in the darkness will come to light. So you already kind of know that, right?
Yes.
But I guess you try to limit, like, the time. The effect or you know, hide it as long as possible, but it's not worth your life. You know, because now you took a life and you ruined your life. You know, and now you're not going to see that other person that you ruined your life over. You know, like, I don't know. It's messed up.
Nope.
That's why I'm keeping it secret. I ain't telling nothing. I'm sorry. I love my life. I'm sorry.
Man, and you know, like I said, if you're going to do something to help people, it's better ways to do it than going on live.
I would put an anonymous post.
Yeah, something like such did this and boom, you know, but don't go... You know, because you put yourself in danger. It's repercussions. And this is another thing we should learn from this. It's repercussions to your actions.
Yeah.
So.
Especially with secrets. Like, man, if you expose somebody like that.
Yeah.
Especially if something like that.
There's
like,
no coming back from there. Yeah. You got to think about it.
Yeah.
You taking someone's manhood or womanhood.
They took their own manhood when they decided to.
Well, wait, of course. Like well, of course. But they ain't out to the public with that yet, though. You see what I mean? True. They ain't out to the...
Yeah.
To the public, say they image, they hood is intact.
Yeah.
They know they hood is intact. Okay? It's a difference.
That's messed up, man. You over there throwing, you know, being a man and then...
And you see them, I think, dude got muscles and... don't you like muscles?
I do not like muscles. Hmm. I do not like muscles. I like muscles on me. Let's put it like that.
Oh, okay.
No, but yeah.
I see all the guys listening. They go to the gym. Like, I'm doing no things with their muscles.
Oh, no. I don't like muscles.
I don't like
muscles.
Sit your asses down. Damn it.
I don't like muscles. I don't. Do you like muscles?
Let's change the subject. Debate Wars.